farming is a noble profession. Those who work with plants and animals are working with the very mystery of God. For every living plant, every living animal comes from the hand of an eternal God. And every heartbeat of that animal, every growth, every moment of growth of that plant is a mystery, is a miracle from God. And when God created man, He put him into a garden and He told Adam and Eve that they were to dress and keep the garden. We would call it farming today. There are lessons to be learned from that first man and first woman and the environment in which they were placed. And this morning we're going to spend a few minutes looking at some of the lessons that we can learn from Adam and Eve, our first human parents from whom all of us came, our first human parents, and how God blessed them, how God handled the situation of disobedience, which is sin. What is sin? Sin is simply disobeying God. How God handled the problem of sin, the problem of disobedience that came about with Adam and Eve. And how He prepared an environment for them. An environment that would sustain them and give them life, preserve their health. And so we start with Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Perhaps the most important verse in all the Bible, because it tells us where everything came from. In the beginning, there was a beginning. The earth has not always been here. Man has not always been here. Life has not always been here. There was a beginning. And in the beginning, it was God who created. To create is to bring something into existence. And He could speak. He has the power to speak what He chooses to speak into existence. His word is power. It's truth and it's power. And His word, the written word, has much the same power as His spoken word. God created the heavens and the earth. Very simple answer to a complex question. Perhaps there's no more profound question than anyone can ask is, where did everything come from? Why is there something rather than nothing? There should be, from the human standpoint, human reason, nothing should exist. There should be nothing. And the question that we have is, why is there something rather than nothing? And Moses here in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in a very simple, profound statement, answers that question. God created the heavens and the earth. One of my favorite writers is C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis referred to his full name is Clive Staples Lewis, and his friends referred to him as Jack as a nickname. He was born Belfast, Ireland, and has written profusely the Screwtape Letters, Mere Christianity, Miracles, The Problem of Pain. And if you've never read any of C.S. Lewis's writings, let me encourage you to go to the library and get a copy of, his book, The Problem of Pain. One of the greatest issues, one of the greatest problems that some people have is how to explain how a good God, loving God, can allow pain.